For Love and Lilies by Liotta. Rating is mature. No archive warnings apply. Category is male-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Gabriel/Sam Winchester. Characters, Gabriel, supernatural, Sam Winchester. Additional tags, alternate universe, canon divergence, Hanahaki disease, angst with a happy ending, pining, blood and injury, blood, flowers, injured Sam Winchester, Sam has Hanahaki disease, Sam Winchester loves Gabriel, Gabriel loves Sam Winchester, getting together, getting back together, Sam Winchester has self-esteem issues, trauma, emotional hurt / comfort, on-again, off-again relationship, complicated relationships, a long road from enemies to lovers, miscommunication, sad with a happy ending. Summary. In Gabriel's long life, he hadn't ever paid any mind to Hanahaki disease. It didn't affect angels. Rented and handmade bodies couldn't fall in love, and their natural and corporeal nature left nowhere for flowers to grow. And it wasn't like Gabriel let himself get so attached that they could. No one had ever coughed because of him. At least that was true before Sam. For the prompt request, Sabriel plus Hanahaki plus happy ending. In Gabriel's long life, he hadn't ever paid any mind to Hanahaki disease. It didn't affect angels. Rented and handmade bodies couldn't fall in love, and their natural incorporeal nature left nowhere for flowers to grow. And it wasn't like Gabriel let himself get so attached that they could. No one had ever coughed because of him. At least that was true before Sam. Gabriel hadn't intended on staying after Jack brought him back. He had the whole universe to play in, but the bunker, it was familiar, comforting in some way that the wide open world and all of heaven wasn't anymore. Sam hadn't hesitated to let him stay. The brunette was often lonely, even with the hunters that came and went more often than in the past. It was easy to not see each other. The bunker was large and made avoiding the hunter all too easy. After a few weeks of roaming on his own, Gabriel started to attempt to run into Sam at least once a week. The first run-in had been easy. It was a catch-up and jokes, and Gabriel had run away when it stopped being familiar and started leaning into awkward and uncomfortable. The second was more of the same, but the third time Gabriel had arranged to run into Sam, it wasn't catching up or jokes. It was Sam just being Sam, in that he was kind, welcoming, smiled at the sight of him, and, most distracting to the archangel, sweaty from his morning run. Gabriel had made it weird. It had been decades since they had been anything more than platonic, but it wasn't like the Celestial stopped admiring Sam's body. He was just normally better at keeping his foot out of his mouth. Sam's cough and blush hadn't been from his run. The brunette subtly shifted away from him and towards the showers. It had been more awkward than Gabriel dreamed himself capable of handling. The archangel watched the hunter's awkward retreat, still trying to figure out how to take back his words while mentally slapping himself. They had cycled through a whole spectrum of feelings for each other, from the first time Sam had tried to kill him to their first angry hookup to their more recent sleepless nights sharing hell stories. Even under the dying light of the apocalyptic sun, they had made time to talk about their most recent deaths and almost death. After so much time being vulnerable with each other, returning to the rough release of their previous couplings didn't feel right, and it left the Celestial on unsure footing. They had been far too many things to each other for casual sexual innuendos not to be more than awkward. After the incident, as the Archangel called it in his mind, Gabriel made sure to only run into the brunette long after he'd showered and changed. However, the image was haunting him, and the idea of trying to strike up something physical with Sam slowly grew within him. The Archangel's thoughts only made each interaction more tense and awkward, at least until late one night, or early in the morning, depending on how you looked at it, when Gabriel was meandering around the halls and discovered an exhausted Sam who was half hunched into the cabinet.
"Hey, Samwise," Gabriel greeted.
"What are you doing up at this hour?" he asked, making a show out of looking at his bare wrist with a grin. The Archangel looked up in time to watch Sam relax from a flinch from the sound of his voice. Gabriel's brows lowered, taking in all the signs of Sam's weariness. The sleeves of Sam's sleep shirt were hooked over his thumbs. The knuckles Gabriel could see were white where his hands clenched around the counter and the handle of the open cabinet door. Sam's breathing was controlled, forced in and out of his nose and mouth. Gabriel's frown only grew, cocking his head to the side, attempting to see Sam's face, but the open cabinet and his shrugged forward shoulders were blocking the Archangel's view. "Sam?" The brunette took a deep inhale, shoulders shifting backward and neck cracking as he exhaled. Sam's left hand combed back through his hair as he stared into the cabinet. He shook his head, stealing a glance at Gabriel, hand swinging the cabinet door before looking back into it. "Sometimes it's hard." He started, staring into the cabinet, knowing what's real. Sam paused, tongue licking over his lips. "Do you ever?" He sighed, shaking his head, dismissing the thought and returning to digging through the cabinet for tea bags. "Never mind." "No, no." Gabriel shook his head, moving closer. "They always talked. Sam." He should have known there were few reasons that Sam would be awake at 3 in the morning. "Don't ever never mind me. It's me, Samshine." He frowned when Sam hung his head forward, closing the cabinet a bit as Gabriel placed a hand on the brunette's bicep. "I know I made it weird, but it's still me." He squeezed Sam's bicep, dragging Sam's eyes to him. "You know, I know what you mean," he reminded, wistful eyes looking away from his somber kaleidoscope gaze. Sam looked over Gabriel's avoiding eyes, nodding slowly. "He did know. I couldn't tell if I was awake." The brunette's fingers fidgeted where they gripped a teabag and cabinet's corner before letting them both fall. "It was so cold." His fingers held tighter to the long-sleeved shirt wrapped around his hands. "I thought I was back there." "You couldn't tell which one was the dream," Gabriel guessed, remembering when he had been human enough to sleep. Sam nodded, scrubbing his face. "It's hard to tell when I wake up." He swallowed as Gabriel stood closer to him and leaned against the counter, keeping his warm hand on his arm. "Seeing you helps," he admitted, picking at the teabag he'd chosen before looking at the shorter male. Gabriel didn't look away from him, his hand squeezed before rubbing his arm. "I'm not going anywhere," he reassured. Sam released a skeptical sound despite his nod, closing the cabinet completely. He sighed, looking at the kettle, not really wanting to make tea, half wanting to crawl back in bed, desperately wanting to be warm. "Why don't you let me take you to bed?" Sam blinked, head turning back to the Archangel at his question. Gabriel didn't let his weak smile falter further as he shifted his weight against the counter, trying not to think about how open he had made that statement sound. Sam didn't move, hands flat on the counter, waiting for the Archangel to take it back or laugh it off. He refused to clarify, clearing his throat and looking anxiously back at the taller man. When Gabriel didn't add anything more, the hunter's mouth opened and closed before finally settling on, "What? Are you going to tuck me in?" he questioned while his right hand moved to his chest and rubbed it. "I can." The Celestial's eyes narrowed on the movement before his eyes flicked up to Sam's pinched expression. "I can stay, too. Keep you company. Be the first thing I see when I wake up." "Yeah, I can do that, Sam." Gabriel nodded, smiling at the hopeful warmth to the brunette's voice. "If that's what you want," he offered, leaning back against the counter, finally letting his hand leave Sam's arm. "I am more than willing to be your bedfellow again." A smirk tugged on his lips. "I remember it being very enjoyable." Sam's lips were parted, surprise tugging on his lips. You? His eyes squinted, tilting his head and body more towards the archangel. Really? His gaze roved Gabriel's teasing smile and the sincerity that was woven through it. Yeah. Gabriel chuckled slightly, smiling at him more genuinely, shoulders relaxing before they shrugged. I mean, we're different. He smacked his lips together, thinking, we can do it differently this time. Gabriel didn't look away from Sam's unsure eyes. I would love to be the first one you see every day again, he said, clearing his throat at his own sincerity before finally looking away from Sam's softened expression, trying not to make it a big deal despite the flutter in his grace. A smile cracked the hunter's lips. I missed waking up to you and talking. His fingers tapped on the counter before leaning more against it directly beside the amber-eyed celestial. He scratched his bearded jaw slightly before looking back at the waiting archangel. I thought that with how weird we'd been, that cuddling and... His expression pinched again. Sex was off the table. Sam finished, needing to be clear and not vague. The archangel laughed with a shake of his head at the awkwardness of clearing the air. Nah, just... He blew out a raspberry, trying to shake out the last of the tension between them. Maybe not the same sex? Gabriel questioned, watching Sam tilt himself closer to him. Yeah. Sam readily agreed, fingers lacing with Gabriel's. We can figure it out, he added, not looking away from the other's eyes. Together. I'm sure we can. Gabriel's fingers gripped Sam's, squeezing it and tugging Sam closer. Sam smiled, leaning into him and bending his head to capture the archangel's lips for the first time in decades. His right hand curled through Gabriel's hair when the archangel tilted his head, leaning back and deepening the unrushed kiss. It had taken Gabriel too long to notice how often Sam would rub his chest. A month was too long to realize, and it took even longer for him to put it together why Sam was doing it and coughing so much. The hunter didn't say anything. For all of their deep discussions, Sam never said anything about their dynamic changing. But Gabriel saw it. He saw the discomfort just as much as he saw the way Sam smiled at him when he thought Gabriel wasn't looking. Admit it, you think I'm funny. Gabriel hummed, pressing closer to Sam as he sat in front of his laptop at their motel room's table. Sam's dimples made his smile shine, tilting his head back to look at the archangel. Only sometimes, he teased, arm reaching behind him to pull the archangel closer. Please, only always. Gabriel chuckled, letting the brunette move him and keep him close, bending to look at the articles Sam was reading over. What are we looking for, anyway? You weren't paying attention? Sam rolled his eyes, leveling him with a flat expression. I was distracted, Gabriel whined. You can't tell me things when you're getting dressed, Samsicle. He argued, squeezing Sam in a makeshift hug. We've been over this, he complained, half sitting on Sam's lap, getting comfortable. Sam shook his head, sighing but already adjusting for the archangel before turning his head to cough. Gabriel's brows pinched, right arm slung over Sam's broad shoulders, feeling the wheezing coughing fit as he sat on Sam's lap and leaned into him. His left hand moved to cup Sam's cheek, turning his face back to him. You're not okay. I'm fine, Gabe. Sam answered, like always, rubbing his chest once he had finished coughing and catching his breath. It's just a cough. Gabriel looked over Sam's resigned expression, fingers caressing over his bearded jaw. You know I love you, right? He asked, not looking away from him. Because I do, Sam. I love you and us. You don't have to do that. Sam had frowned, brows pinching as Gabriel held his face. I love you, Gabe. It's okay. He smiled, hand moving to caress the archangel's wrist. Gabriel didn't let go of him, even as Sam kissed his palm before shifting his focus back to his laptop. It wasn't right. Sam's answer hadn't been comforting, only worrisome. The hunter didn't believe him, but Gabriel refused to relent. Sam continued to cough, but Gabriel kept trying. He didn't hide his affection and tried not to make jokes around either of their feelings for each other with moderate success, but Sam didn't stop coughing. Regardless of it working, Gabriel didn't stop telling him, showing him how he felt any way he could. The archangel didn't just touch people anymore, but Gabriel reached for him at every turn and held him close at every chance. He sought out his touch like he was starved for it, because he was. The ancient being filled with smoothed over edges was nothing more than a moth drawn to the flame of Sam's old soul. It's a hard thing convincing someone that you love them, especially if that person is Sam Winchester and you weren't ever known for being honest. The hunter's cough only seemed to get worse because he didn't believe him. Gabriel knew Sam loved him, but Sam couldn't believe the archangel. Gabriel thought it would be easy for Sam to see it. He felt like he was being obvious. He'd said it, the three words that meant so much to mortals, which really couldn't compare to what he felt for the compassionate hunter. Gabriel might have hidden behind a mask, but after hell, after another apocalypse, and the Celestial staying with him for over a year, he thought Sam would get it by now. The brunette was only going to get worse if Gabriel couldn't truly make Sam believe him, and he'd already spotted the red speckled lily petals in the trash. The archangel's teeth ground against each other as he listened to Sam brush his teeth, his mind twisting over the gagging sound when he'd first come to lay on their bed within the bunker. Honey-colored eyes swirled, glaring at the television he'd finally convinced Sam to let him have on the dresser. He'd said the words, and he'd always been good at showing his affection. His jaw clicked, hearing the click of the bathroom light, and his eyes went to Sam, frowning at the flecks of blood Sam had missed on his bare chest. "Sam." The brunette shook his head, waving him off. "I'm fine, Gabe." He glanced at the sitcom on the television as he crawled into bed. "What are we watching?" Gabriel's gaze tracked him, eyes focused on the speckles, unable to look away from them. His head turned as Sam joined him, eyes unblinking in their focus on the crimson specks, wondering if there were more petals in the sink. "Gabe, why don't you believe me?" Gabriel whispered, staring a hole into Sam's chest. He didn't look away from the blood, even when Sam's fingers came to swipe it away, finally realizing what the archangel had honed in on. "I don't know what else to do, Sam. I can't stop it if you don't believe me when I say I love you. How couldn't I love you?" His eyes left the wiped away spot to find Sam's somber gaze. "Why wouldn't I love you?" Sam's lips parted before they closed, eyes staring into Gabriel's before looking away. He frowned, arms crossing over his chest and looking at the flickering screen. "It's not that I don't, Sam." Gabriel's voice was hard, eyes going to where the blood had been only moments ago. It was getting worse, not better. "Don't lie to me." "I'm not," Sam half yelled, shoulders hitching with his raised voice. "I do believe you love me." "What?" Gabriel blinked, mouth closing as he leaned backwards before it opened again. "What the fuck does that mean?" Sam groaned, glancing at Gabriel's outraged brows and shocked lips. "That you've been through a lot, and I was here." "So was Dean, but I'm not in his bed right now, am I?" He frowned at him. "Sam, seriously, why don't you believe that I love you, that I want you, that I always have?" "Gabe, I love you, but that's bullshit. Always my ass." Sam huffed a laugh that turned into a muted cough, arms clenching tighter around himself, trying to suppress it. "You think I spend weeks pulling the same trick on just any Joe Schmo, Winchester?" Gabriel glared at him, even as his hands held a brunette upright. "You think I'd stick around?" His hand braced Sam's chest as the hunter wheezed. "Come back? If I didn't give a shit? That's not love. Not love for me. Sam groaned, leaning into Gabriel's supportive embrace, leaning back against the headboard and matching Gabriel's glare. You cared about your family, about the party ending. Not me. Not the boy who broke the world. Sam's stare was even as Gabriel's hand swiped over his chin, wiping the blood from his lips, before Sam turned his head to cough anew, the petal lodged in his throat finally breaking free. The archangel winced, unsure if he could deny that the first time was a mix of reasons, the second more so. But the third, when Sam had offered to help him for no reason other than understanding wanting revenge. Sam had been the only reason. He'd been the only reason Gabriel needed to stay or to come back. Sam, you can't think of yourself like that still. You are much more than Lucifer's vessel. Gabriel rubbed his back, watching the blood-stained petal float to the ground, holding tighter to Sam. They weren't the reason I stayed the third time, or came back here. Sam groaned, his breath a wet-sounding wheeze. His eyes rolled over Gabriel's pinched expression as he turned back to him. Can we just go to sleep, please? I love you. It's okay. His lips hitched in a half-smile, trying to let it go. Gabriel's fingers touched over his jaw, brushing his fingers through Sam's hair. It's not okay, he whispered, not wanting to think about losing the bright soul beside him. I don't know how else to show you, his voice cracking, not wanting to force himself into Sam's mind. I love you, Sam. His hands cupping Sam's cheek between his hands. With everything I am. I swear I do. I came back for you. He breathed, hands squeezing tighter to him. The moment I was awake, I came for you. His brows lowered, not understanding why he couldn't believe him. He didn't doubt for a moment that Sam loved him just as fiercely. Sam smiled weakly, hands resting over the archangel's before closing the gap between them, kissing him tenderly. Gabriel returned it desperately, fingers sliding to grip the back of his head. He whined when Sam broke the kiss, feeling his smile, and pressed his forehead against Gabriel's. I'm gonna make you believe me, Sam. I promise. He whispered, feeling Sam's hand clench around his arm, desperate to trust that it was true. Gabe? He pressed a gentle kiss to the celestial's lips. I'm done talking about this. Turning away from him and back to the sauce he was making for dinner. Gabriel's lips pulled tight, hands clenching at the sound of Sam's constricted breath. It's worse. He moved closer to him, wrapping his arms around Sam. I'm fine, Gabe. The brunette sighed as Gabriel's palms stroked over his chest, coughing as he leaned back into Gabriel's embrace. The celestial pressed his face into Sam's shoulder, holding tighter to him as he massaged his chest. He tried everything short of angelic to help Sam believe him, and with the hunter's history with Lucifer, Gabriel hadn't dared to breach the topic. Gabriel closed his eyes, breathing in the smell of Sam. Sam, can I show you? He offered, words muffled by Sam's flannel. The brunette had continued to cook until Gabriel hushed the words into his back. He stopped, taking the pot off the burner and turning off the stove. Sam clenched his jaw at the idea. Please. At the soft plea and the feeling of Gabriel's eyelashes and lips at his back, Sam nodded slowly. Gabriel's hands didn't stop caressing and radiating warmth over the hunter's solar plexus and the flowers blooming around his heart. Yes. Gabriel's fingers clenched in Sam's shirt as his eyes lit behind his closed lids. He felt Sam's stiff inhale before he dove into his kintsugi's soul with caution. As Gabriel flowed into Sam, his breath hitched. Sam's hands curled around the archangel's forearms at the overwhelming flow of Gabriel and the archangel's point of view. The celestial held tighter to Sam at the shudder that ran through the brunette, retreating from Sam's mind and soul slowly. The brunette didn't let go of his forearms, holding him close as a smile shuffled across his lips. Sam hung his head forward at the Enochian still ringing between his ears, not having realized how much he had missed the sound of it. "When I say I love you, Sam, I mean it," Gabriel said against his shaking shoulder. "With every part of me." He held tighter to him, feeling the brunette's breathing loosen, chest rising and falling easier. "I love our mess, how we got here. I love us," he added, closing his eyes tighter as Sam took a deeper inhale as stems and thorns withered. "I love you." Sam let out a punch of air, holding tight to Gabriel. He blinked heavily, tears falling as he leaned into Gabriel's tight embrace. His chest heaved with deep breaths, holding onto the momentous journey of Gabriel's affection. "Gabriel," he managed, finally turning around in the other's embrace. "I love you, Sam." Sam's hands captured the archangel's face as he leaned down to kiss him. Gabriel's fingers slid to Sam's nape as Sam's fingers held him close, leaning into the hunter's consuming kiss. When Sam broke for air, Gabriel didn't stop saying it, repeating it for as many times he'd said it and Sam had doubted. He held tighter to Sam, drinking in the dimpled smile and the lasting echoes of the hunter's soul within his grace. "I know,"